when you hear Paris by Night. You might think Moonlight Walks Along the Seine. But for most Vietnamese outside Vietnam, they know Paris by Night as the name of a very popular Vietnamese variety show. The live shows regularly sell out. Josie Huang of KPCC tells us how Paris by Night became such a fixture for Vietnamese living outside their homeland.
Imagine you're at a Vegas-style show. There's glitz, music, it's iconic, and entirely in Vietnamese. The show is part slapstick and part song and dance with big flashy numbers, along with traditional Vietnamese ballads. It's called Paris by Night, and it's a hit wherever it travels. Vegas, Toronto, Southern California. Crystal Lynn Lee was at a venue an hour outside San Diego, ecstatic about seeing her favorite stars.
So I like Ting and I like Martin Van. I love that singer. I love the voice.
Thousands filled the venue that day, all there for a four-hour-long show. People can't get enough. The show's been around for more than 30 years, created by a Vietnamese producer in Paris for other expats who'd fled the Vietnam War and missed home. Later, the producer moved the show to Southern California, where Vietnamese Hollywood catered to a growing diaspora.
Vietnamese Americans celebrate by getting together, maybe eating Vietnamese food, and then popping in a Paris by Night DVD.
Lan Xun teaches media and cultural studies at the University of California, Riverside.
We come together to laugh, to talk about, oh, the singing, how bad it is, how good it is, how beautiful some of the singers are.
Paris by Night also lets older Vietnamese immigrants share history with younger generations. Its songs are about Vietnam before the war, before communists took over. You'll find DVDs of the show in Vietnamese homes throughout the world, in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia. But in Vietnam, Paris by Night DVDs are banned because some of its content criticizes communist rule. So
all the copies in Vietnam are bootleg or through illegal downloads.
John Nguyen is production coordinator for Paris by Night.
Even like the American industry is being hurt by bootleg. Like, we're so much smaller. It's been tough.
That's not the show's only challenge. Its audience is mostly middle-aged or elderly immigrants. It needs new fans to keep surviving. And Justin Nguyen knows this challenge well.
When I was growing up, I did watch Paris by Night. I literally was like, that's so corny. That's so stupid. Like, why would you do that?
He's young, Vietnamese, came to California as a kid, and now he's one of Paris by Night's newest talents. That's Justin helping to open the Paris by Night show in Southern California. He's there to attract younger fans with his hip-hop dance moves and music with a beat.
It's a dream come true, but I still gotta pinch myself because I'm like, is this really happening?
As important as it is for Paris by Night to get new fans, it's not ready to give up its roots. And that's where Tian Tong comes in. Tong is practicing before getting on stage. At 29, he's one of the new kids, too. But he prefers the old standards.
I'm kind of like an old soul, you know, for a young person. But even like American music, I tend to like the older stuff, like American jazz standards, Frank Sinatra, and stuff like that.
Production manager John Nguyen has included Tong in the last five Paris by Night DVDs.
He sings the music of the older generation, and he sings it very well. We need people like that to continue the tradition.
And for Tong, that's a privilege. On stage, Tong sings the part of a homesick man abroad. Longtime Paris by Night fans know the song well. Now Tong hopes to introduce it to his generation. For The World, I'm Josie Huang, Los Angeles.
To see a trailer for the DVD of Paris by Night, go to our website, PRI.org. You can also find photos from the show, think Vietnam meets vaudeville. Again, that's at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.